Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I am Meenakshi Sun. The headlines. Senior BJP leader Narendra Modi to be sworn in as Prime Minister for the third consecutive term today. New Chief Minister to take oath in Odisha tomorrow. Union Education Ministry sets up four-member committee to review grace marks given to more than 1,500 candidates in NEET UG exam. IMD says heat wave conditions will continue over parts of East and Central India during next 4 days. And in cricket, India to take on arch rival Pakistan in T20 World Cup in New York this evening. Prime Minister-designate Narendra Modi and the new Union Council of Ministers will be administered the oath of office and secrecy by President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan this evening. President Draupadi Murmu had invited Prime Minister-designate Narendra Modi to form the new government. The swearing-in ceremony will be held at 7:15 p.m. in the evening. On Friday, Mr. Modi had met the President and staked claim to form the new government. An NDA delegation led by BJP President J.P. Nadda had also met the President and submitted a letter stating that Mr. Narendra Modi had been elected leader of the BJP Parliamentary Party. Leaders of the support from NDA constituent parties were also handed over to the President. Our correspondent reports that several leaders from neighbouring countries have been invited to attend the swearing-in ceremony of Mr. Narendra Modi, who is set to become the Prime Minister for a third consecutive term. Leaders from India's neighbourhood and Indian Ocean region will attend the ceremony as distinguished guests. President of Sri Lanka, Ranil Wickremesinghe, President of Maldives, Dr. Mohamed Muizu, Vice President of Seychelles, Ahmed Afif, Prime Minister of Bangladesh, Sheikh Hasina, Prime Minister of Mauritius, Pravind Kumar Jagannath, Prime Minister of Nepal, Pushp Kamal Dahal Prachand, and Prime Minister of Bhutan, Shering Tobgay, will attend the ceremony. Prime Minister of Bangladesh and Vice President of Seychelles have already arrived in New Delhi for the ceremony. Our correspondent has filed this report.
The visit of the leaders to attend the swearing-in ceremony of Prime Minister Narendra Modi for his third consecutive term is in keeping with the highest priority accorded by India to its neighbourhood first policy and security and growth for all in the region Sagar vision. In addition to participating in the swearing-in ceremony, the leaders will also attend a banquet hosted by President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan. Delhi Police has taken stringent measures to ensure security during the event. Delhi Police has prohibited flying of subconventional aerial platforms, including paragliders, paramotors, hang gliders, unmanned aerial vehicles and hot air balloons over Delhi during the swearing-in ceremony. The ban will remain in place on the 9th and 10th of this month. With Anand Kumar, Suparna Saikia, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister-designate Narendra Modi today paid homage to Mahatma Gandhi at Rajghat in New Delhi ahead of his swearing-in ceremony. Mr. Modi also laid a wreath at the National War Memorial. Akashvani Delhi will broadcast the running commentary of the swearing-in ceremony from Rashtrapati Bhavan from 6:45 p.m. onwards on its FM Gold, Indraprastha and Akashvani Live News 24/7 channels. This broadcast will also be live-streamed on Akashvani AIR, the YouTube channel of Akashvani. Capital Akashvani stations in Ahmedabad, Bengaluru, Chennai, Cuttack, Guwahati, Hyderabad, Imphal, Kolkata, Mumbai and Thiruvananthapuram will broadcast the commentary in their regional languages on their state networks, which will be relayed by all primary channels and local radio stations in these states. Amid the suspense over the name of the next Chief Minister of Odisha, all preparations are on for the swearing-in ceremony of the BJP government tomorrow. The ceremony will be held at the Janata Maidan in Bhubaneswar after the meeting of the BJP's legislature party scheduled on the same day morning. More from our correspondent.
With the suspense over the name of the first BJP Chief Minister of Odisha continuing, State Unit Party President Manmohan Samal said that the BJP Parliamentary Board, the highest decision-making body, will take a final call on the issue. The BJP's legislator party is scheduled to meet on Monday in presence of central observers, where the name of the new Chief Minister will be decided with consensus. The names which are doing rounds include six-time MP and former Union Minister Jewel Oram, former Union Minister Dharmendra Pradhan, and senior leader from Western Odisha Suresh Pujari. Among all the names, only Pujari is an MLA who won from Radraj Nagar Assembly constituency. The swearing-in ceremony is likely to be attended by Prime Minister Designate Narendra Modi, BJP President JP Nadda, Senior BJP Leader Amit Shah, along with Chief Ministers of several NDA-ruled states. The BJP had a resounding victory in the Odisha Assembly elections by winning 78 of the 147 seats, leaving 51 for BJD, 14 for Congress and 4 for others. Prakash Das, Akashwani News, Bhubaneswar.
The Union Education Ministry has constituted a four-member panel to review grace marks awarded to more than 1,500 candidates in the National Eligibility Entrance Test undergraduate NEET UG. Addressing a press conference, National Testing Agency NTA Director General Subodh Kumar Singh said that the panel will be headed by a former UPSC chairperson. The NTA DG said the committee will submit its recommendations within a week and the results of these candidates might be revised.
जो एक हमने ग्रीवांस रिडसल कमेटी बनाई थी उसने जो रिकमेंडेशंस दी थी उनको जो है एक हाई पावर्ड कमेटी एनालाइज कर ले जो इनके ग्रीवांसेस थे 1600 कैंडिडेट्स के उनके भी ग्रीवांसेस ना रहें और जो 23 लाख लोगों के मन में है कि काफी सारे टॉपर्स आ गए तो इनके भी इश्यूज न हो तो इस तरीके का निर्णय हम लोगों ने दिया है 1563 बच्चों के जो मार्क्स रिवाइज होके भी कई बच्चों के मार्क्स जैसे नेगेटिव में थे तो नेगेटिव से नेगेटिव में ही रहे और कुछ बच्चों के टॉपर साइड में आ गए 23,33,000 बच्चे अपीयर हुए थे उसमें से 13,16,000 बच्चे क्वालिफाई किए उनका परसेंटेज 56% है तो कहने का मतलब जिनको कंपनसेशन किया गया है उससे ओवरऑल क्वालिफाइंग क्राइटेरिया में या किसी में फर्क नहीं पड़ा
The results of medical dental entrance tests were announced on June 4 and thereafter aspirants have been alleging multiple issues demanding fresh examination. Many aspirants have also approached courts for relief on the matter. The exams recorded over 24 lakh registration and 97% attendance. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
New York mein Nassau County International Cricket Stadium par ek romanchak muqabla.
जब होंगी भारत और पाकिस्तान की टीमें आमने सामने
आईसीसी टी20 मेंस क्रिकेट वर्ल्ड कप में 9 जून को भारत पाकिस्तान मैच का आंखों देखा हाल
सुनिए सिर्फ आकाशवाणी नेटवर्क पर
इंडिया मेट्रोलॉजिकल डिपार्टमेंट आईएमडी हैज फोरकास्ट हीट वेव कंडीशंस टू कंटिन्यू ओवर पार्ट्स ऑफ ईस्टर्न सेंट्रल इंडिया ड्यूरिंग नेक्स्ट 4 डेज The IMD said that heat wave conditions will be present over pockets of Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh, Jharkhand, Bihar, West Bengal, Odisha, Punjab and Haryana till the 12th of this month. Maximum temperature is expected to rise by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius over East India till tomorrow and by 3 to 4 degrees Celsius over Northwest India during the next 4 days. No significant change in maximum temperatures is expected over the rest of the country. The IMD has issued an orange alert of heavy to very heavy rain for Ratnagiri, Sindhu Durg, Satara and Kolhapur district. The IMD has issued an orange alert for thunderstorm and lightning for Ahmednagar and Nashik. Several parts of Mumbai and its suburbs received light rainfall in the morning. The IMD has issued a yellow alert for Mumbai and various other districts, including Thane, Raigarh and Palghar. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has said that the southwest monsoon has advanced into some parts of the Central Arabian Sea and South Maharashtra, among other parts of the country. In Kerala, trawling operations by mechanized boats along the state's coast will come to a standstill from midnight tonight with the enforcement of the 52-day ban on fishing activities. It will remain in force till the 31st of next month. Traditional inboard fishing vessels have been exempted from the purview of the ban. diesel bunkers at harbours and fishing landing centres will remain closed for the entire ban period. The state government has instructed fishing vessels from other states to leave the Kerala coast before midnight. Round-the-clock fisheries control rooms have started working in coastal districts since the 15th of last month. Fisheries will be provided free rations during the ban period. The survey on household consumption expenditure by the Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation has found that rural India's average monthly capital expenditure stood 71% lower than urban India in the period from August 2022 to July 2023. The survey said that rural India on an average clocked a monthly per capita consumption expenditure, MPCE, of 3,773 rupees in the period under review. Urban India's average estimated MPCE during the period stood at 6,459 rupees. The survey stated that in the 2022-23 period, rural India spent 46% of its household consumption expenditure towards food. The National Sample Survey Office has been regularly conducting household consumption expenditure surveys since its establishment in 1950. Telangana state government has decided to conduct the last rites of media baron Ramoji Rao, who breathed his last yesterday with state honours. The last rites will be held later this morning in Ramoji Film City in Hyderabad. Maharashtra Deputy Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis said that he would continue in the state government as Deputy CM. Speaking after a party meeting in Mumbai yesterday, where state BJP legislators passed a resolution reposing faith in him and seeking that he continue as party leader. Fadnavis said that his offer to quit as Deputy CM was not prompted by emotions or sadness over the electoral setback. He said that he met Amit Shah, who asked him to continue, and he will do that. He asserted that they have a strategy and are already have started working accordingly. India and Pakistan are set for a high-stakes clash in the T20 World Cup today. Team India will face arch-rivals Pakistan in their second Group A match at the Nassau County International Cricket Stadium in New York. The match is scheduled to start at 8 p.m. Indian Standard Time with live streaming and telecast available in India. India, led by Rohit Sharma, began their campaign with an emphatic 8-wicket win over Ireland. In contrast, Babar Azam's Pakistan suffered a surprising super-over defeat to the USA in Dallas. In wrestling, Indian wrestler Ritika Huda won the silver medal in the women's 76kg division at the Polyak Imre Vargayanos Memorial 2024 wrestling tournament in Budapest, Hungary yesterday. This was the fourth medal for India in the Budapest wrestling ranking series. Aman Seh Rawat won a silver in men's 57kg freestyle, while Antim Panghal and Anshu Malik won silver medals in women's 53kg and 57kg weight classes respectively. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shefali Singh.
Thank you, Meenakshi. The swearing-in ceremony for the new government at Rashtrapati Bhavan, appointing the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers, dominates the headlines today. The Indian Express headlines, taking oath today, states set, Modi to send list of ministers before oath-taking ceremony. The Tribune adds, Modi 3.0 swearing-in today, rat hole miners, parliamentary labour, among invitees. The Hindustan Times notes that BJP may give allies key berths, retain Big Four. Many dailies have also covered news relating to opposition Pali. CWC asks Rahul to take over as leader of opposition in Lok Sabha, informs the Hindustan Times. The Times of India, quoting the IMD chief M. Mohapatra, states, cities will keep facing heat waves, attributing them to concrete structures, roads, etc., which trap energy. And finally, the Sunday Times reports that 47 Manipuri children who were victims of violence have found new home and hope in Kerala, along with good schooling. And with that, it's back to you, Meenakshi.
Thank you, Shefali. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Senior BJP leader Narendra Modi to be sworn in as Prime Minister for the third consecutive term today. New Chief Minister to take oath in Odisha tomorrow. Education Ministry sets up 4-member committee to review grace marks given to more than 1,500 candidates in NEET UG exam. IMD says heat wave conditions will continue over parts of East and Central India during next 4 days. And in cricket, India to take on arch rival Pakistan in the T20 World Cup in New York this evening. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.